Welcome to 5 Minute Fridays, where we explore a quick little headline from around the world that sparked our interest.
History is messy,
weird, wild, anything but boring.
We're rainy day rabbit holes.
Exploring the unhinged side of history, politics, and culture.
Let's fall down the rabbit hole.
Today, Jody.
Shay.
I'm going to talk about Japan.
What? Oh, shocker. Is that why you're wearing your shirt from Japan?
Yeah, what was a skelly piggy?
Skelly pig.
Skelly pig. Here's the article. This is from the BBC on May 4th, 2021. So deep in COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the headline. Japan town builds giant squid statue with relief money.
With relief money.
Okay, I'm going to read the article. A seaside town in Japan has raised eyebrows after it used funding from an emergency COVID-19 relief grant to build a giant statue of a squid.
Is that what the money was dedicated for?
Nope. The 13-meter-long, that's 43-feet, sea creature lies in the port of Noto, where flying squid is the town's delicacy. It reportedly used 25 million yen, which is $228,000 in 2021, of the emergency funding to build the statue. Noto officials have told local media it is part of a long-term plan to lure tourists back after the pandemic. Japan is battling another surge in coronavirus cases, and Tokyo is currently under a state of emergency, the third for the country since the pandemic began. The fishing town of Noto, which is located in Ishikawa Prefecture on Japan's central west coast, has had a very low number of cases, but it has been impacted by the significant drop in tourists. Am I doing a newscaster voice? A little bit? I kind of feel like I'm getting into the swing of newscaster voice.
There you go.
Noto received 800 million yen, which is $7.3 million, through the national grants, which were intended as emergency economic boosts to help regional areas affected by the pandemic, reports Yahoo Japan. The funds did not have to be spent directly on COVID relief. There you go. Are you laughing about my newscaster voice?
Yes, it's hilarious.
See, look, sometimes I can have not an annoying voice. Some, however, have criticized...
No one said that.
Yes, they did.
No one said it wasn't annoying in your newscaster voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
I'm just teasing.
That guy on YouTube said my voice was annoying, but I wasn't doing newscaster voice in that episode. Some, however, have criticized the town's administration for spending so much money on the giant cephalopod, especially as the pandemic is not yet over.
Mm-hmm.
One local told the Chunichi Shimbun newspaper. I got into the Chunichi Shimbun newspaper. I can't say newspaper. Giving all that in, man. Newspaper. That while the statue may be effective in the long run, the money could have been used for urgent support, such as for medical staff and long-term care facilities. Yeah, that would have been helpful.
All right. Were they struggling, though?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think cases were really low in that area of Japan at that time, so I think they weren't feeling the impact.
It's more about the government just handing out money to people that didn't need it. And so they used it wisely and got a cephalopod. Continue on.
Giant squid statue, yeah. But a spokesperson for the town told Fuji News Network that the statue would be a tourist attraction and part of a long-term strategy to help promote Noto's famous flying squid. Like in many other countries, the coronavirus pandemic has badly hit Japan's tourism industry. The country is hosting the Olympics this year, but no international fans will be allowed at the event, which could amount to losses of 200 billion yen, which is $1.8 billion. According to Takahide I'm trying to bust out my best reading Japanese names, and I can't.
In newscaster voice. It's very hard.
Takahide Kiyuchi, an executive economist at Nomura Research Institute. Sorry. I have to sound things out phonetically. That's the good thing about Japanese. It's pretty phonetic, but reading it on the fly is difficult. Okay. So that's the extent of the article. Thank you, the BBC. So that was 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Japan shut the country down to foreign tourists for years. So my brother and I had a trip planned in the fall of 2020 to go to Japan. And obviously that got kiboshed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were just literally waiting for Japan to reopen. It didn't reopen until late 2022. So that's why we went in 2023. So in the middle of Japan, in the middle of coronavirus, these small rural towns like this that were kind of isolated, they didn't get hit as hard. So I think maybe that's part of the reason why they were like, we're going to spend this money on a giant squid instead of like, because they probably didn't need to spend it on a bunch of coronavirus infrastructure and support, right? Mm-hmm. So
that's what I was thinking. The government handed them money they didn't need. That's on the government. And then they used it very wisely.
Well, and they probably were like, our economy is being really horribly impacted by the lack of tourism.
Right.
Because it's a seaside town. It's not far from Kanazawa, which is a big city that I love. I'm going to take you there. We're going there next year, babe. And they were like, what is actually more detrimental to our community is the lack of tourism. So I'm just like saying that that's probably what their mindset was at that point.
Makes sense.
So let's picture where this happened. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the area. The Noto Peninsula. It's a curving swath of land jutting out into the Sea of Japan with rugged coastlines, fishing villages, and century-old traditions. It's the kind of places where the tide and wind shape entire ways of life. So it's a big fishing population. Mm-hmm, like a lot of the people who have lived there for generations subsist on fishing. And there's hot springs and seaside seafood markets. And so the giant squid statue is completely in character.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it makes sense.
Sure. Good on them.
So they had a contest to name the statue. And the name that it came up with, and I didn't write it in Japanese here, I wrote it in English, is the Squid King.
Mm-hmm.
So this statue has cartoon wide eyes and tentacles that are spread out, and it's kind of laying on its side. And I'll post pictures on the website. And in the middle, where the squid's mouth would be, is a hole. And you can stand in that hole. But it does kind of look like you are just coming out of the squid's vagina.
I was going to say, that's probably, doesn't look like you're getting eaten by a squid.
Now, I don't remember when we did the sea monsters of the Salish Sea and we talked about the octopus. I think we discovered that a octopus's butthole is actually in the side of its mantle, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think the squid's is also a hole in the side of its mantle. So the hole in the middle of its tentacles is a mouth, not a butthole.
Right, right.
So really, if you're in that hole, you're coming out of the squid's mouth, but it still looks like an animal's butthole because of where it is. So, you know, I like the idea of it. You're taking a picture in the squid's butthole. I mean, there's a salmon slide in La Conner where you can slide in the salmon's mouth and out of its butthole. Or it's, I guess, a fish has a, like a cloaca, like multi-use hole.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So you fall out the multi-use hole.
Yeah, it's a vagina and a butthole at the same time.
Poof.
It is perched right outside of a mall, like you do. But it's a symbol of regional pride and seafood culture.
Yeah.
And it's a big, goofy landmark that is now an anchor for tourism for the area.
Well, good for them. I think they did. They took a bad spot, made a good spot.
Yeah. And unfortunately, life in the Noto Peninsula isn't all postcard-like charm. On January 1st, 2024, the earth roared.
Oh, yeah.
A magnitude 7.5 to 7.6 earthquake struck the region. Violent shaking, landslides, and tsunamis basically reshaped the towns on the peninsula. It lifted the ground. It actually raised the level of the port to where they couldn't get the ships in that they used to. So they were having to dredge the port and lower the port to get ships back into it. It has been a big deal. Like that really, really hurt
the
region.
That probably impacted them more than COVID did.
Absolutely.
In that area.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. It was one of the most powerful and modern memory there. And through all of that, the pandemic, the tourism slump, the earthquake, the Squid King endured. It is still there through the earthquake, through everything.
I was hoping you weren't going to tell me it fell into the sea.
Yep. It is still there. It stands today as more than a giant photo prop in a place that embraces both whimsy and resilience. Its bulging eyes now seem to gaze at a landscape that keeps spinning stories of survival and renewal. And this is definitely on the list for one of my future Japan trips. I'm going to go.
I'm going to go. Oh, to Japan.
Yes.
It's like you're just turning it off. We're not going to finish.
Like, bye. Jody got a little confused there. No, I'm going to go to Japan again, like I've told you.
Yeah.
Every 2 years.
You are? Like, why?
I've never talked about it, have I?
I didn't know that.
So anyways, it's about, it's probably like an hour and a half from Kanazawa. So great place to visit. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go see the giant squid. I will stand in its bowl.
Yes.
Take a picture.
Yes.
It's
hopefully
it's
I'll be there to take the picture.
Yes. Myself. Exactly. We might. All right. So that is our 5 minute Friday. Look up the Squid King. We will post pictures on the website and on our social media. And it's just a fun little story. So make sure that you're subscribed so that you get more 5 minute Fridays. And we will see you next time. And
see you down the rabbit hole.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
And we're Frangela.
You know what you need in your life? The Final Word podcast.
Yes, you do.
That's right. It is the final word on all things political and pop cultural.
Where we make real news real funny.
Where we inspire you so you can hashtag resist.
Subscribe and get a new episode of the Final Word podcast each week. It's the news we think you need to hear.
That's right. We think you need to hear it. Okay.
Yeah, it's what we say so.
That's right. And because all we do is give, every Thursday you can listen to our hysterical podcast, Idiot of the Week.
We round up the stupid because you know what? Somebody has to.
Okay. All we do is give.